Welcome to Adventures in the Miraculous. Today we're going to talk about being. Be. And we are at the tail end of the month of the Miraculous, which started on March 30th and will end tomorrow, 4/28. Through the ABCD keys, we open the door to the Miraculous. The truth is that the door has been open when Jesus gave his life for us 2,000 years ago. In Isaiah 53:5, it says, "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being was upon him. And by the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. In our spirit, our soul, our body." So it is finished. But the miraculous will keep going because of the finished work of the cross and Jesus' ascension to the Father. Okay, let's review together the A, B, C, D. For the miraculous. Ascension. A, ascension. That secures our position in the heavenly places. When Jesus came to earth, he was crucified, he died, was buried, resurrected, and he ascended. It was a full cycle. He ascended, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And we are sitting with him, as it says in Ephesians 2:6. He raised us up together with him and made us sit down together, giving us joint sitting with him in Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One. That's Ephesians 2:6 in the Amplified Classic. So our position was changed with the ascension. Keep that in mind. B, the miraculous through being the new creation, which is today's topic. So in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, "Now, present tense, this moment, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new person. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Amen. Behold, everything is fresh and new, like springtime." Like you see springtime, leaves popping out. It's just the miraculous of springtime, the freshness, the beauty of a new beginning. See, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Our condition was changed at the resurrection of Christ Jesus. As it says in Romans 8:11, yes, God raised Jesus to life. And since God's spirit of resurrection lives in you, he will also raise your dying body to life by the same spirit that breathes life into you. So resurrection life lives in us.
Yes.
The doing. So the miraculous by being in him and doing what we see, perceive the Father doing. As Jesus did, as it states in John 5:19. So Jesus said, "I speak to you eternal truth. The Son is unable to do anything from himself or through his own initiative. I only do the works that I see my Father doing." So we need to learn from Jesus and see, what is the Father doing? Perceive, what is he doing? So our condition was changed by the resurrection of Christ Jesus. And our position was changed when Christ took his seat at the right hand of the Father. So those are important things to keep in mind. So it's story time. I've got a little story for you. A little five-year-old, Theo. He learned how to pray and the importance to pray for prayer from his parents. He saw them. They modeled before him. He sees them reading their Bible and praying. And so before bedtime, he gets down on his knees by his bedside. His mom and dad are watching him. And he just closes his eyes, starts saying, A, B, C, D, F, G, H, F. And they look at each other very perplexed. They say, well, Theo, what are you doing? Oh, I'm praying. You're praying the alphabet? Yes. I'm giving God the alphabet, and I let him put it all together.
Oh, that's awesome.
So the first point is the miraculous through being childlike. Mm-hmm. Simplicity is key. Be childlike. There is no formula. Just be careful with something that worked yesterday. Okay. Yesterday is stale bread. You gotta eat fresh baked bread. Jesus is the bread from heaven. He is the living water. Drink the living water. Mm-hmm. Mark 10:15 and the message states, mark this. Unless you accept God's kingdom in the simplicity of a child, you will never get in. Be like a child and believe you are who God says you are. Point number two, the miraculous through our true identity. In Him we live and move and have our being. In Acts 17:28, in the Passion Translation, it says it in another way. It is through Him that we live and function and have our identity. So we need to relate to Him as a son or a daughter. It is not our performance. It's not even teaching this class. It doesn't really matter. It does matter, but it's not the core issue for me, how good I do. And my identity is not rooted in my performance. It's rooted in being a daughter, in my true identity. True identity. Mm-hmm. So some years ago, God called me to do crazy stuff. And it's just, I had determined to say yes and to do whatever He asked me to do. But I was like moving within the restriction that, you know, people in leadership put into my life. And I love the Lord because He is for freedom. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord, there is freedom. He spoke these words to me. He said, Elena, if you step out in faith after you hear from Him, from me, I will cover you. Mm-hmm. The next thing blessed me even more. And if you think that you heard from me, but you didn't, I'll cover you anyhow.
Wow.
So that's the Father, the Abba Father we have. Mm-hmm. Cover. He gave Jesus His only begotten Son. That's the most. He gave everything. For God so loved the world that He gave. For God so loved you and me, you know, that He gave. Somebody said, you can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. Mm. In 1 John 5:1, in the Passion Translation, it says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Messiah is God's spiritual child. It has been fathered by God Himself. So again, going back to the basic truth, believe you are who God says you are. Become who you already are. Mm-hmm. Anchor your identity to the truth of His word. Be confident and secure in who you are in Him. because our identity is so critical. And as you believe in your heart, so are you. John 10:10, a very very popular scripture passage. Jesus came that you may have life and life more abundantly. The thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. The accuser is also a liar. He cannot tell the truth. And so again, we need to learn to break agreement and to discern the lies. We gotta have a lie detector discerning spirit. So lies that you may have believed about yourself, about God, about others, and you want to align yourself with truth because he desires truth in our innermost being. So we must come into alignment with the truth. And again, when you discover what that is, speak it until it gets established in your very being. It's part of who you are, your true self. Get rid of old self. You know, don't dress it up or cover or hide. Let him cover you. Mm-hmm. Like in the Garden of Eden, they covered, you know, themselves after they transgressed with leaves. And that's sometimes what we do in our own lives. And we just do this little covering, but God covered us completely when Jesus shed his blood on Calvary. So delete lies and download truth. 1 John 5:4 in the Passion Translation, you see, every child of God overcomes the world, for our faith is in the victorious power and triumphs over the world. Christ in us, the hope of glory. He is the victorious one. We fight from victory. We must enforce victory as if we are sitting at the right hand of the Father with Jesus. We have the same authority as Jesus does. And we hear, being proximity, we hear what the Father say. And we say, and we speak what the Father say. We don't get caught up in all the other things, the voices try to confuse and distract. We just speak forth his truth. And it will come to pass. Amen. It will never return void. And again, true humility is believing you are who God says you are. Mm-hmm. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Believe in your heart and speak it forth. Just make affirmation, you know, in front of the mirror, you know, so that they will become your truth. So point number three, the miraculous through the truth. There was a kid's song that I heard many years ago, and it really resonated within me. And it was, being me, being free, being all I can be. I can be myself better than anybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, we as women many times compare ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we measure with these ideals of others that we see. However, we really need to be our true self. Amen. Because you are the original. There is no one else like you. You've got something that I don't have. And together we can have synergy and unity in the spirit. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And that's the New King James Version. And for if you embrace the truth, it will release true freedom in your lives. And the footnote from Brian Simmons says, the truth Jesus gives us releases us from the bondage of our past, the bondage of our sins, and the bondage of religion. Jesus was speaking these words to those who were not fully free from man's tradition. Truth must be worked out through the divine process of spiritual maturity. That's the footnote from Brian Simmons from 8:32 John. And the Greek word for truth is reality. To embrace the reality of Christ brings more freedom into our lives. Be real. Let Jesus be real in this moment. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. Galatians 1:4. The evil world system is based on duty and performance instead of love and grace. So embrace the reality, the truth of Christ. Be real. We have this image of the ideal self. Get rid of it. Aha moment. Awakening. Sudden awakening. Age. Honest. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with God. He already knows everything anyhow. Just be real. Be honest. Go to Him. You know, and don't get into a religious duty. Even in our devotion, we can get into that. Let's be fresh. And every time, every encounter you have, it's fresh. It's just like you, if you are, you know, having some time with your husband, every time it's a fresh, you don't go through memorization or repeats of yesterday. So be real. See yourself as God sees you. See others as God sees them. See God as He truly is. Thank you, God, for giving us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to come to know you better and open the eyes of our heart to see you as you truly are. Romans 8:15. And you did not receive the spirit of religious duty, leading you back into the fear of never being good enough. But you have received the spirit of full acceptance, enfolding you into the family of God. You are part of the family of God. You are a child of God. You belong. Get rid of the lies that the enemy tells you. Those are lies. Get rid of those. Point number four. The miraculous through being in the Spirit. Be in the Spirit. Partner with Holy Spirit. And practice staying in the fruit of the Spirit. Because the fruit of the Spirit is the kingdom boundaries where the enemy has no access because he doesn't know what love is or joy or peace. He's miserable. It's all, he has no access to that. I learned this the hard way, dealing with conflict, where I had a challenging group of students and they talked to each other like groupthink, and they were so right and yet so wrong. And I'm here trying to teach them their skills and dealing with all of this. And I said, God, what do I do? And it was not easy, but that's what Holy Spirit showed to me. Stay in the fruit of the Spirit. Love them. Love them. And I had to practice peace. Did I feel peaceful all the time? No, but I practiced. I just knew that was a standard. And peace, just remember, peace is a person. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Drop down Christ in you, the hope of glory that lives within you. Stay in the place of peace. The enemy is a legalist. He tries to get out of the boundary so he can get you. You know, he can get us through the law, but Jesus fulfilled the law. And against the fruit of the Spirit, there is no law. So practice dropping down. And we did that the first time, and walking in the Spirit. Basically, it can be as simple as if you pray in the Spirit or just seeing a slide going down, going right into a pool of water, and, you know, just have fun. It's just so, you know, so childlike. And just, you see children, they enjoy the moment. They're present in the moment. They see things, you know, that you may not see. We get so into routine, they can become a rut. But just be present in the moment. Enjoy the moment, because that's all we have. And that's eternity. Eternity. And we got the past, the present, and the future. And that's the Chronos time. Chronos time, there was an open parenthesis that God opened, you know, for human beings. Open parenthesis, you know, of a chronological time, clock time. But there is a closed parenthesis. And then when everything comes together, it's eternity. It's the past, the present, and the future. It's stored all together in this moment. In this moment in the heavens, Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is as real as it was 2,000 years ago. And so the reality, and God sees a storyline. He sees the beginning. He sees everything to the end. And his redemption plan comes in. And the grace of God, and redeem all things, restore all things, that makes them even better than when they were before, like the pottery, like Japanese pottery, when it breaks, they put gold filament in there. The restoration is even better than before. Mm-hmm. And I just love redemption and restoration. What an honor to partner with him in the work of restoration and redemption. So, we're going to practice a little bit of the fact, the lie, and the truth afterwards. So, for example, something is happening. Somebody was telling me, you know, my boss said to the big boss that, oh, your department is, they're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, that's the fact. The lie was, I mean, you may lose your job, or, you know, it's a difficult situation for you at work, or your boss, you know, they're thinking negative about your boss, whatever. But love believes the best in others. Hmm. So you write down the lie and then the truth. What God is God saying? It can be as simple as God surrounds the righteous with favor as a shield. Mm-hmm. So when he gives you favor, people will like you and they don't even know why. So ask for favor, believe for favor. So we can practice this afterwards, but I'm going to wrap it up with a summary of how to experience the miraculous. So be like a child, be the new creation, be present with Jesus in the moment, be aware that Jesus is always with you. Be real, but be honoring. If you're praying for somebody and you see something, that don't go there. Just look for the gold. You know, if, let's say, 1 to 10, the person is living in the light, let's say, 5 out of 10. Look at that part. Encourage, go to that part. And just encourage them. And on their own, because there is so much that a person can do for themselves, but we as others, you know, we can pray for them, but we cannot change them. It has to be them connecting with the Spirit of God, you know, see what is good about them and affirm that. And on their own, you'll see the 5 become a 6 or 7 or 8. You know, and again, in there, like when they're 8, you can still speak some truth and they're getting there. And pray about on your own about the others that you see, but just affirm that. Because we as people, for me, I'm so black and white. I can really see things, but I just want to focus on that. Because otherwise, I just go into judgment of that person. But how about if Jesus did that when he was dying on the cross? He could have pointed the fingers, you know. He could have called all the army of heaven, and that's it with the human race. But he said, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. So the summary of how to experience the miraculous: be like a child. Be the new creation. Be present with Jesus in the moment. Be constantly aware that Jesus is always with you. Be real, but honoring. And that's a repeat. Say yes and practice. Leave the results up to God. For example, Tony Kemp, you know, he practiced the miraculous. First, he would watch all the supernatural. And after watching so much, and then he practiced, and it's happening with him, you know. You see, like screws coming out and stuff like that. But he said, you know, if a miracle happened, I don't take the credit. If it doesn't happen, I don't take the blame. So see, perceive, and speak. And before we pray for one another and practice FLT, the fact, lies, and truth, I would like to hear from you about the B. Miss Lori is going to tell us about just a little nuggets here.
When I was thinking about this and just asking the Lord, you know, what to share on being, I feel like he revealed to me that the Beatitudes, the attitudes that he wants you to have and be and live. So look at the Beatitudes and you'll know God's attitude or what he wants for us in our attitudes.
Mm-hmm, that's good. Leslie, would you close us in prayer, please? Or anything else you want to say before you pray, feel free to say that.
One thing I heard a couple of days ago is that when we're thinking about our attitude in our thoughts, the Lord says in his word that he knows the thoughts that we think. So sometimes we need to just check ourselves, grab our head and said, hold on, God just heard that. And I said, that's such a good word.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So Father, we thank you this morning for this wonderful word and this time together that we've had to hear about being in your presence and being who you called us to be. Lord, we ask that this word that has been planted in our hearts, let it multiply. Let it spring forth, Father. Let it come to new fruit so we walk it out daily so we can be who you have called us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.